Chapter 42.
After the Knights declared war, things changed drastically for me. No one really understands how powerful the Knights are. I certainly underestimated them after killing my advisor Knight Puppy, but apparently Puppy wasn't particularly strong. In one battle, a single knight defeated a whole fleet, summoning an apocalyptic storm and calling down lightning that utterly devastated my ships. Once the knights joined the resistance, who were well prepared and equipped, I was beaten back again and again.
Dalen's heart felt like it had been pulled down further and further with each word, and he now looked at Arik feeling nothing, his soul void and empty. "Yes," he replied. Arik's face was as still as stone.
"Witchbringer did it."
"Did what?"
"Used his last miracle to make you young."
"I didn't even know that was possible."
"You have lied to me every fall from the time we met, Daedalus," Arik said, the last word dripping with venom. "Stop it!"
"No bringer did this to me," Dalen said truthfully. "I was turned young when I received my powers, and trust me, it's not what I wanted. If you recall from the note I left, I was actually trying to kill myself."
"Yes, by casting yourself from the continent. Pity that didn't work out for you."
"Yeah. Now what?" Arik huffed a bitter laugh.
"It's funny that we've never truly met before the freak accident that turned you young. We have a long history, you and I."
"What do you mean?"
"Arik isn't my original name. It's the one I took up after becoming a Lightbringer."
"Really?" Dalen asked, wondering numbly in what way and to what extent he had hurt this man. "So who are you, then?" Arik stared into Dalen's eyes, their faces locked.
"Ryat and Leuza."
Dalen stumbled back, feeling as if Arik had just physically kicked him in the gut. His world reeled, and he fell to the floor, catching himself with a hand.
"You're Ryatan Leuza?" Dalen asked, his eyes wide in utter astonishment.
"Yes. Every battle you fought against the Rebellion, every alliance forged against you, I was behind it all."
Dalen's head was spinning.
"Do you know why I became the leader of the revolution?"
"No."
Arik's voice quivered as he spoke.
"You killed my family. My wife, my son, my daughters. You killed them all, you bastard!"
I'm sorry," Dalen said quietly.
"You think that means anything?"
He shook his head.
"I know it doesn't. Anara, my wife, Destin, my son, Arena and Serene, my daughters," Arik fumed bitterly. "Know the names of at least a few that you butchered."
"I'll remember them."
"Good. And now you'll take those names to your grave."
In a flash of light, Arik created a white diamond sunforged blade and kite shield, swinging the sword down at Dalen. Without thinking, Dalen's sword arm shot up and he summoned Imperius from light, blocking Arik's attack.
"I've wanted to die for the last 20 years, Dalen said through clenched teeth, "but the light has denied me my wish. So please, Arik, please, kill me if you can. I want you to. I just can't let you."
"Lies! No pain in this life is close to what the light has in store for you," he snarled. "All I have to do is ensure you meet it."
Arik lashed out with the skill of a Grand High Master, but with Dalen's sun-forged gauntlet and enhanced speed and reflexes, he easily deflected each of Arik's attacks.
"Arik, this isn't you!"
Dalen said amongst the singing sun-forged blades as he withdrew step by step from Arik's onslaught.
"You don't know a thing about me!"
"Killing me will do nothing! My destiny is outer darkness, where my existence will be destroyed. That isn't a punishment, it's a gift!"
"For one such as you, the light will see that you answer for every one of your sins before your existence ends."
"Yes, by prolonging my wretched life."
"I'll prove that false by killing you."
"Arik, we don't have time for this," Dalen
said desperately as he deflected more and more strikes.
There's a half-kilometer-wide island about to ram the city, and I have to help stop it!"
They had fought their way out of the penthouse onto the patio by this time, their swords chiming off one another again and again.
"You still think so highly of yourself?" Arik replied harshly. "What can you do that the knights can't? That's where Lyra has gone, isn't it?
I have to know that the city is safe."
"The world will never be safe as long as you still breathe."
Dalen reached the edge of the building and quickly performed a power jump to get away. As Dalen soared through the air, he looked back to see Arik running after him, jumping from the edge of the Fulton.
"Arik, no!"
But Arik didn't fall. He flew directly toward Dalen with a stretched-out hand.
"Arik can fly?"
Suddenly something grabbed Dalen around the waist, stopping him mid-air. It was the invisible force from Arik's power. Arik was still flying toward him, his sword held back, ready to thrust. Dalen grabbed the skimmer at his waist and moved it away from him with an outstretched hand. He locked the skimmer in place, enhanced his strength to maximum, and heaved. He ripped the handle clean off, not having come close to breaking Arik's invisible hold. Dalen didn't have time for this. Luckily, he had a way to incapacitate Arik, and hopefully it wouldn't kill the bringer. As Arik reached him, he swung, his sword leveled to take off Dalen's head. Light, the man wasn't kidding around. Arik clearly knew that Dalen could heal from anything but a death blow. Dalen went to block with his gauntlet, but fainted, triggering his darkstone dagger. An invisible force grabbed Dalen's gauntlet the moment he was about to touch Arik's sunforged sword. Dalen had suspected Arik would do this. There was no way the bringer would let him shatter the sword, and his reply had just given Dalen a point of leverage. With his strength still enhanced, Dalen heaved his arm outwards, his body braced against Arik's first hold, both breaking the hold on Dalen's gauntlet and blocking Arik's sword strike with it. Arik screamed as a loud crack rung the air. He dropped his sword and shield to clutch at his chest as he fell. The force holding Dalen's waist disappeared at the same time, and he fell with him. Arik's eyes were closed, and his teeth bared against pain. Dalen reached out, grabbing Arik to save them both from the fall. Arik's eyes shot open, and he grabbed the darkstone dagger still sticking out of Dalen's gauntlet. Light flashed, and the bringer summoned a sunforged sword in his other hand before skewering Dalen without hesitation. Arik twisted the sword and slashed it out of Dalen's side. Dalen screamed and tried to kick Arik away from him, but Arik held to the darkstone dagger like a lifeline, which also prevented Dalen from shattering the bringer's sword with it. Arik went to slash at him again, but Dalen kicked even harder, causing the dagger to snap free and knocking them apart. Dalen got a second of healing in before he increased his body's fortitude and mass, which slowed him considerably. Stones shattered under him as he fell the remaining meter, making a deep depression into the ground. He switched all his bonds back to healing and tried to look about. His head was reeling from pain, but Dalen was used to pain, and he managed to figure out that he had landed in the middle of a main street, a large crowd of people startled by his sudden appearance. Dalen crawled out of his crater and looked past them to see Arik floating just above the ground, some 20 meters away, his eyes pressed shut and face scrunched in agony. His arm was pointed beneath him, palm open to the ground. In a second or two, he drifted upright, his face slowly relaxing. He absorbed the sword in his hand, but Dalen's darkstone blade was nowhere to be seen. Thankfully, Dalen was almost fully healed and had climbed to his feet. He had nearly been cut in two.
"I don't have time for this," Dalen hissed to himself.
Arik noticed him quickly, and he shot in his direction like a shot spike. He reached a hand forward and force-grabbed Dalen, picking him up and throwing him with incredible strength at one of the buildings to his left. Clearly, Arik had learned not to grab Dalen with two telekinetic holds, thereby giving him a point of leverage. With only one force grabbing him, Dalen could do nothing to stop it. Instead, he increased his mass and fortitude, curled himself into a ball, and held Imperius tight. He smashed through the entire building. Dalen hit the brick building behind the first, making a large spiderweb crack in it, and falling to the alleyway, where he landed uninjured.
"Glad that worked," he said to himself.
He hadn't been sure enhancing his fortitude and mass would prevent injury to the level it had. Dalen channeled all his bonds to speed and shot down the alleyway like a skyship in flight. He held his gauntlet in front as a windshield, yet the drag from his clothes still nearly ripped them off his body.
Then he noticed that Arik hadn't snapped his darkstone dagger free from his gauntlet, but had ripped it clean out, wrecking the springs and leaving no darkstone at all. Looking back, Dalen saw Arik hovering in the air. He seemed to spot Dalen easily. "At my regular speed, I can sprint at 30 kilometers an hour, making this speed 480. No, the wind resistance is slowing me, but surely Arik can't match this speed?" Dalen had thought too soon, for he noticed something shining in Arik's hands as the bringer flew at him, easily closing the distance. "He's surging," Dalen realized. "What a good idea," he thought before skidding to a stop, kicking in a door and ducking into a building. It was a stockroom for one of the stores that faced a main street. Dalen ran and grabbed the sunstones from the bracketed wall sconces. He tucked three under the glove of his gauntlet where they lay fixed on his skin. As he did so, a loud whining siren rung in the air. Dalen knew that sound. It was the night siren, usually used to announce the fall of night, but it was also used for other citywide alerts. "Lyra, she's started the evacuation," Dalen said to himself with some relief. Dalen heard steps land on the cobblestones outside. "All right, I clearly can't escape him, so I'll just have to end this." Dalen increased his mass and then his speed, but not nearly as much as he could. He didn't exactly want to crash through the building on the other side. It was dumb luck that he hadn't hit anyone when Arik had thrown him before. Dalen ran to the door, timing it so he would reach it at the same time Arik did. He rammed Arik, knocking him into the brick wall on the other side, which splintered in a massive circular crack. But Arik wasn't hurt at all. In fact, he hadn't even hit the wall. He had pushed himself off it with his powers, letting the force he could create absorb the impact. Arik must be pushing against anything that came near him, effectively making an invisible protective barrier. "Oh, light!" Arik's powers grabbed Dalen and smashed him back and forth into the side walls of the alleyway, the night siren whirling in the air. Dalen had increased his mass and fortitude the very moment Arik grabbed him, surging off the sunstones at the moment of each impact. Large holes were shattered into the brick walls with each collision. Again and again he was smashed, moving up the alleyway in a zigzag of demolition. He was eventually thrown to the cobblestone ground. Dalen stood, dust and rubble falling off. "Haven't you figured out that that's not working?" he said, and power jumped away. Dalen half expected to be grabbed by Arik's powers again, but it appeared that he had finally gotten the message. Dalen soared over the buildings and landed in the middle of a main street. There were a lot of people bustling on the street, but they were clearly too preoccupied with the evacuation announced by the night siren to notice him or even care. Arik flew after him and thrust his hands outward, light bursting from his hands and materializing into four sun-forged swords, two on each. The swords moved forward with Arik, each one spinning to point at Dalen. Arik then threw his hands forward and the four swords shot at Dalen like arrows. "Light!" Dalen said, jumping to the side, dodging the swords, but the swords flew around and attacked again. With enhanced speed and reflexes, Dalen blocked and parried with his gauntlet and sword, dodging those attacks that got through his defense. It was the most intense battle he had ever fought. The attacks came at an unbelievable speed, one after another, several at the same time, and even with Dalen's enhanced speed and reflexes, he was very hard-pressed to keep them at bay. Arik was incredibly powerful, and then Arik himself attacked in conjunction with his other swords, adding more pressure to the onslaught. Dalen blocked and switched all bonds to speed, lunging out of the fray in a sudden flash. He then power-jumped on a long arc to get some distance and breathing room. But Arik was right behind him, sending his swords forward. Dalen landed on a high-rise rooftop, spinning to knock aside the swords that were right behind him with an enhanced sun-forged gauntlet. That gauntlet had saved him from getting struck many times in this fight already. The swords attacked again, and Arik came with them. It was too much, and a sword passed his defense, cutting Dalen deep in the thigh. Grunting, Dalen rolled out of the fray and yelled, "Back in Blackheart's den! You said I was a better man than the Conqueror! Can't you see I've changed?" Thankfully, Arik paused, the four swords hovering above him. "You think the little good you've done absolves you of your sins? You must answer for your crimes!" Dalen took the pause to heal his wound. "How did I do it?" he asked. "How did you do what? How did I kill them?" Arik sneered. "Of course you wouldn't know. What's another drop in a sea of blood?"
My family and I lived in Daybreak.
Dalen's heart sank. Daybreak, of course.
I was away during the attack, Arik added, and returned to find the entire city destroyed with every man, woman, and child executed by your order.
Dalen's guilt welled inside, bringing with it a pain greater than any injury he had ever received. He closed his eyes, trying to bear it, eventually nodding as a tear ran down his cheek.
Now I know. Anara, Destin, Arena, and Serene. I told you that I'd remember them, and I will.
Arik readied himself to attack, his resolve not looking to have changed a bit. This might really be the end, Dalen thought with hope. But if he simply let Arik kill him, it would be exactly the same as if Dalen had done it himself, running away from his pain like a coward. Dalen was many things, but he was not a coward. The only way to know if it really was the light itself that was granting him the release he desired was if Dalen fought with all his might to stop it. Then, and only then, when his death was caused by things completely outside of his power, would he know. Arik burst forward, and without thinking, Dalen defended, moving like lightning, yet it was still barely enough. Energetic chimes sounded in fast succession as sonicals clashed on each other again and again. Dalen spun and weaved, moving four times as fast as he was naturally able, like a superhuman dancer pushing his skills to their very limit. As much as Dalen wanted Arik to win, it wasn't hard for him to fight just as fervently for the same goal. He truly hated losing at anything, even when he wanted to. Damn his endless pride. Thankfully, this time, even in spite of his pride, Dalen might still lose. Arik was relentless. But if he could stack another bond to speed, he would definitely outpace Arik, as it would double his current rate. Dalen had three bonds enhancing his speed, but needed his last bond on his reflexes to keep track of all the blades swinging around him, and even with that, Arik had still tagged him just before.
Wait a minute. There is a way I can get greater speed.
In one last desperate move, Dalen sucked deeply on the sunstones under his glove for a powerful surge of speed. Dalen seemed to just appear in front of Arik in a blur of movement, where he plunged his blade through the bringer's chest. Arik's face was a picture of incredulity.
No! No!
Dalen withdrew his sword, and Arik held a hand over his wound, healing it. Dalen pulled Arik up, holding him by the neck, and ran him through another four times.
That should take you a bit longer, he said, dropping the bringer to the ground.
Turning away, he continued, I know this isn't over between the two of us, and by the light I hope you'll do better next time, but right now I have to make sure the city is safe.
You don't care about the city, Arik said with a spit of blood. You care for nothing but yourself. You're a tyrant, a genocidal mass murderer, pedophile and rapist. I was, but I've changed. Then answer for your crimes. I am worth every second I live, and while I live I plan to do some good.
Then Dalen walked to the edge of the building, ready to jump away as Arik cried with the night siren sounding in the background.
Don't you dare walk away from me. I'll find you and make you pay. You hear me, you murderous bastard?
He screamed madly.
I'll make you pay!